Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington. This is Live Talk. I am Kip Stube.
And I'm Marvelous Mhlanganya, who is broadcasting from my home in Washington, D.C.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about COVID-19 and other issues.
According to the Ministry of Health, more than 520,000 Zimbabweans, which is over 500,000, have received their first dose of various vaccines being used in the country.
The vaccines include Sinopharm, which was approved for emergency use last Friday by the World Health Organization.
The ministry reports that 158,177 people have received their second COVID-19 vaccine doses in Zimbabwe. Nearly 40,000 people have contracted COVID-19 in the country since last year in March.
At least 36,000 people with COVID-19 have survived, while 1,576 succumbed to the disease in Zimbabwe.
And here in America, according to Johns Hopkins Hospital reports, they are saying that about 160 million people have contracted COVID-19 worldwide. There are over 3.2 million people who have succumbed to the disease worldwide.
In other news, President Emmerson Mnangagwa today attended the official opening of the Kasungula Bridge. Botswana President Mokgweetsi Masisi and Zambian President Edgar Lungu of Zambia, of course, were the host of the event. The bridge will serve as a highway for transporters and travelers from South Africa to the rest of the African continent.
Meanwhile, in politics, in ZANU-PF reports that some members of the MDC Alliance and the Mutwakazi Republic Party are joining the ruling party in large numbers ahead of the 2023 general election. One of the people who defected from the military Mutwakazi Republic Party is Secretary General Akim Mhlanga.
Ngibambe zulwanda balinjani lapho likhona khona ngapho ke endaweni ezithiyeneyo. Yebo, namhlanje ke ku Live Talk sikhuluma ngokuthiyeneyo. Yebo, ukuqala sikhuluma ngakho iCovid-19. Siyabona ukuthi umkhuhlane lo uyamemetheka kwele Zimbabwe. Njalo kula bantu sebehlatshwe wokuqala iJackson ezithiyeneyo. Enyangkhona iSinopharm esanda kuvunyelwa ukuthi isetshenziswe iWorld Health Organization. So manje ke sekulabantu abadlula 520,000 asebehlatshwe okokuqala kwele Zimbabwe. Kuthi ke abafika khonapho ke inombolo engani phezulu lapho nje ayikhona kakhulu kuthi ngani ithe qazambishana labo sebehlatshwe okwesibili. Abahlatshwe okwesibili ungazani ama-figures angkhona anganaphansi, so abantu bathi kuyamangalisa. Singathi ke bayi 158,177 abantu asebehlatshwe okwesibili. So masikhangela ke abantu abafika phose 40,000 sebabanjwa igciwane le COVID-19. Wathi ke nxa sikhangela kokunye abayi 36,000 ngabantu asebaphepha kumkhuhlane we COVID-19, kuthi ke aba 1,576 sebabulawa yi COVID-19. IJohns Hopkins University iyabika khona manje ukuthi kulabantu abedlula 160 million asebabanjwa yi COVID-19 emhlabeni wonke jikelele. Iphinde ibika njalo ukuthi kunabantu bafika 3.2 million ngabantu-ke asababulawa umkhuhlane lo. Kokunye nje kolunye udaba olusanda kwenzakala, upresident Emmerson Mnangagwa namhla kade khona ngale-ke eKazungula lapho kade kulungiswa khona kumbe ngithi kuvula okusemthethweni ibhokoloho leli. So ibhokoloho leli lizakwenza ukuthi abantu basuke eSouth Africa badlule khona ngale eZambia baye phezulu khona ngale kwezinye indawo ze-Africa bengadlulanga eZimbabwe. So ke khonokho nje ukuthi kuyayenzakala kutho ukuthi iZimbabwe ila kuthi iza ilahlekelwa i-business enengokunye okumangalisayo. Okunye njalo siyabona ukuthi kulabantu abaphuma kumabandla atshiyeneyo. Namhlanje ke sibonile umnumzana Akim Mhlanga webandla le-MRP kumbe ngithi Mthokazi Republic Party, esuka kubandla leli wangena ke kubandla le-ZANU-PF. Ukhona njalo omunye akade hamba laye khonapho eze asuke. So ke kukhanya ngazani kulakho khonokho ukuthi abantu bayasuka kubandla leli kwamabandla atshiyeneyo besiya kubandla le-ZANU-PF. So kunjalo ke Marvelous.
Aiwa, kunawo vachangobva kupinda muchirongwa chedu pano paLive Talk nhasi nemusi wemuvhuro May 10. Tichange tiri kukupai zvakasiyana-siyana tine gango. Chatanga tiri kutarisa isu nyaya yedenda rechirwere cheCOVID-19, uyezve tichitarisa nyaya yenhomba dziri kubayiwa vanhu munyika. tozowanikwa isu tichienda kunotarisa zviri kuitika mune zvematongerwo enyika apo nhasi taona mutungamiri wenyika vaEmerson Mnangagwa vachienda ivo kukazungula border post kukawanikwa kuchiitwa mamhemberwo ekuvhurwa kwebridge hombe riri ikoko uyezve vanga vari nevamwewo vatungamiri vekuzambia nevekubotswana bridge iri rinonziro rakavakwa nebotswana nezambia asi taona vatungamiri venyika yakadai sezimbabwe vachiendawo ikoko muzuva ranhasi saka ndo zvimwe zvatichange tiri kutarisa tichitarisa zvakare zviri kubuda kubva kubazi rezveutano riri kutaura iro kuti vanhu vakawanda vanosvika vanodaudzira 520,000 vawanikwa ivo vachibayiwa nhomba yecovid-19 nhomba dzakasiyana-siyana dziri kubayiwa munyika tichitarisawo zvakare kuti bazi reworld health organization takaona richiwanikwa iro richiti zimbabwe inokwanisa kuenderera mberi ichibaya nhomba yesinofan asi ichishandiswa munguva iyo kana zvinhu zvisina kumira zvakanaka yavanoti yaemergency saka ndo zvimwe zviri kubuda pari zvino uyezve tichange tiri kuzeya nevanyarikani vedu kuti zvii zvavari kutarisana nazvo panguva ino yecovid-19 uyezve tichitarisawo tichida kunzwa kuti inhomba dzipi dziri kubayiwa nevazhinji vakawanda pari zvino gibs
Yes, I think we've got our first guest, and that is Mr. David Siampondo, is here in the USA. Welcome to the program, sir.
Welcome, Mukoma Gibbs. How are you doing?
No, I'm very fine. So, how are you?
I'm good.
Yeah, so tell us about your experience with COVID-19. So, what has been going on? And just adjust your camera so that we can see your whole face. So, how have things been going on your side?
With regards to COVID-19, here in Minnesota, I think we are doing quite fine, and the progress in terms of the inoculation has been good, and our governor this side where I am released an update. I think it was on this past Wednesday of last week, giving us an update in terms of the change. In terms with regards to restrictions, also updating in terms of the number of people who have received their vaccines, and we are almost getting to 80% of these inoculations. And by 28 May, we are looking forward to the face covering being dropped, but issues to do with social distancing will remain in effect. So in terms of people going back to their workplaces, especially those who work for the federal or even the states and the local authorities, by 1 July, every worker should be back in their offices to resume their normal activities like walk-in services that are supposed to be provided to people. And but still, issues to do with social distancing will still be observed until this a satisfactory head count, head immunity has been achieved or realized.
Marvelous.
Tombonzwa kubva kwamuri kuti kwakamira sei kwamuri ikoko panyaya yechirwere ichi checovid-19 tinoona kuti dzimwe nzvimbo dzakadai savana Texas vakawanikwa vachitovhura vachiti ivo kwavo nzvimbo dzavo dzaakuvhurika pari zvino kokwenyu kwamuri kwakamira sei
zvinosiyana nenzvimbo uye neutungamiri hunenge huchiwanikwa panguva iyoyo uye nemunzvimbo idzodzo so kunoko kuminnesota kwatiri governor wedu akatipawo zvekare yatingati update maringe nepatava nechirwere kana kuti denda recovid-19. So musi wa28 May vakatsanangura ivo vachiti zvimwe zvataitarisirwa kunge tichiita zvakafanana nekufamba takapfeka mamaski zvinenge zvaakunzi pamutemo hazvichatarisirwi kana kuti hazvichasungirwi kuti munhu wese ari kupinda mumapublic buildings mungava muzvitoro mungava muzvipatara mungava kana kumaofisi ehurumende kana makanzuro nezvimwe zvakadaro kunge vange vakapfeka tinoti mamaski aya asi kana uchida hako kuramba wakapfeka rinenge ravadunga munhu pati mitemo iripo maregulations aripo izvozvi ndeyekuti by 28 May tinengeta kutarisira kuti ma restrictions iwayo ange a dropwa, but iya inonzi social distancing icharamba iripo, vanhu muchasiya mukahapa kati penyu kana kuri kugara muma offices enyu, nekuti tirikutarisira kuti muna 1 July vashandi vese vehurumende kana kuti vashandi vestate kana kuti vemakanzuru vanenge vakudzokera mabasa mavo, uko mavanenge vakuita kuti vanhu vachiwana mukana wokupinda inonzi in person, kana kuti vanhu vakuchikwanisa kuchishanyira mahofisisi ehurumende, mahofisisi emakanzuru kuti vachibatsirwa ikoko pane zvaiitika kuti vanhu vaibatsirwa online kana kuti kuburikidza nedande ntande. So ndo zviriko kuno in terms of COVID-19 kana kuti denda rechirwere COVID.
Kopano mba dzinobayiwa dziya, imi makawanikwa muchiinobayiwa here? Zvakamira sei? Ku vari kunyatsopa dzidziso here yekuti nhomba iyi inofamba so yakadai yakadai?
Yes, kunoku kuri kupiwa dzidziso yakakwana. Vanhu havasi kumanikidzwa kuti vanobayiwa nhomba, asi dzidziso iripo zvichiburikidza nemunhepfenyuro nemune zvimwewo zvirongwa zvakasiyana siyana, inenge iri kunyatsokukurudzira inenge ichiratidza vanhu kuti chakanakira kuwana nhomba yeCOVID-19 ndeyei. So update yatakapiwa izvozvo iri kuratidza kuti taakunanavira kusvika ku80% yevanhu vari munomu muMinnesota, kuti vese vari kutarisira kuti ndo tarisiro yapo right now, kuti ndo nhamba yevanhu vanofanirwa kunge vava kuwana kana kuti vakawana nhomba iyoyo. And zvekare takatarisana nenhengere nekuti vanhu vari kuzvitora sei. Ya, vanhu vari kuzvifarira, vamwe vari kutora, vamwewo vasiri kunyatsonzwisisa vachakamira kutora nhomba idzodzi. And dziri kuwanikwa zviri nyore, pane maportals kana kuti nzvimbo dziripo dzekuti unono unobhuka wotodedzerwa. Mamwe acho atori mawalk in yekuti unoenda wonzwa kuti pakamira sei. Kana vaine nzvimbo dzinenge dzakazaruka kuti upiwe nhomba idzodzo, unenge uchitopiwa chiripo ripocho.
Right, looking at how things are going here and what you are hearing from home in Zimbabwe, is there any way that you are helping your relatives in terms of, you know, trying to avoid contracting COVID-19?
Yes, because life is very precious, and regardless of them being my relatives or just friends or just anyone else, we have been sharing with people in the small way that we can, in terms of letting people know that this is serious and we have to avoid, or people just need to avoid contracting this COVID-19. And we have been more like sharing with them information pertaining to the usefuls of having their mask on, and also ensuring that they maintain social distances, and also that practicing those normal hygiene that we grew up knowing, washing our hands before we partake in any food sharing. More so right now, when you visit, when you greet somebody, you know, it's very, very difficult within our culture really to wholly suspend handshaking and all that stuff. So we have been advising our friends, our relatives, or even just general people to ensure that they clean their hands, they wash their hands, they can also use the available soap if it means that they cannot afford sanitizers and all that stuff. So we have been engaging and talking to everyone whom we can, given the chance when we always talk about COVID-19, because it seems COVID-19 is more like the hot topic right now.
Thank you very much, and stay on the line. We also have Mr. Sikumbuzo Mlalazi. Mr. Mlalazi is based in Britain. Mr. Mlalazi, welcome to the program, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Dube. Good evening, Zimbabwe, and Bukalanga in particular. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you so much. So, Maskangela Baba, Mlalazi, Savonti COVID, is Gozonke Indao, Vele, Sinati Ipogi, the civil, is Singen, Uloko Sangangeni, Kozumbusazu, Sinat Lapel Nelikona, and Svigelanjan, Umkutanilo, Jalu Yangatza Inekaya, Utawanavantu was Vigel.
mina ngithanda ukubonga manje ukukhuluma esikhulumi nje sanda kukhuluma ukuthi knowledge is power. Mina I had my two doses of Pfizer vaccine. So I think spreading the knowledge, spreading the word to the people that pull up and party, which now we are living in a new normal. COVID-19 here and it's here to stay. So we need to be aware which once the life is lost, it can never be recovered. So ngibona kwami mina ngiyithabani bakithi kumele bebe nolwazi manje. I-COVID-19 yinto esizophila nayo and kumele ivikelwe. Kumele sizivikele abantu bakithi bathathe ama-injection, ama-vaccine. The whole world is being vaccinated. So i-Africa kuphela akumelanga ibe isolated from that. Kumele nathi sithole ama-African city to move the same pace amanye amazwe. Abantu bakithi babe vaccinated. So umbuzo uthi wona sibancedisa njani abantu bakithi kukhona ukuthi mani yenza iy'nhlelo ezinje ezifana ne-studio 7 abantu bakithi bazwe ukuthi kuyimponteni kangakanani ukuthi sizivikeleni sivikele nama-families e kodwa manje mina ngihlala kude kangaka abantu bakithi bakwenye indawo uma sihlangana singekho vaccinated sikhona ukuthi esibulalana so kuhle kakhulu ukuthi the world just be vaccinated including Zimbabwe.
Ye siyakuzwa kakhulu so-ke kodwa kulabanye abalokhu bethandabuza ukuthi ama-Jackson lawa bangani bayawesaba kodwa sibonile-ke i-World Health Organization isithi Sinopharm singasetshenziswa emhlabeni wonke jikelele kutshoni khonokhu nxa ugangela ilizwe elenjengele Zimbabwe okukade ngani abantu bayayethuka ijekiseni le
i-confidence ukuthi ikakhulu i-message abantu bagangele ukuthi bring that message with them so ungananzela kakhulu abantu sebeqine kakhulu kuma-political ideologies nama-political messages that they receive faster nezinto ezingekho relevant ebantwini that people speak about kakhulu kunezinto ezi-important like i-health yabantu at the moment. So mina bengithi the message, the proper message khona manje ma kusenzeka iZimbabwe is an educated nation ukuthi those people who are leading kuma-health ama-health professionals, they should be the one dishing out this message ukuthi this type of a vaccine is safe for everyone, not only Africans, not only Zimbabweans. It's safe. It's being used in a country like Amapa vaccines, like Zimbabwe and China. They are being used in the Arab countries. They are being used elsewhere in the world. So it's not about nobody's going to target as Zimbabwe in particular. World Health Organization, they are there as the worst of which are born with these things that are being used in people. They are safe to be used and abantu bakithi kumele bekunanzele khona ukuthi hayi akulasi uyanienemis enani umkhuhlane lo ukhona and kumele
ye siyakuzwa kakhulu-ke ubambe khona bo so mavela what he says that you know people must get vaccinated he says he got his two shots you know so he thinks he did the right thing you know quiet
ye tomboenda kuna vasiya mpfundo muri kunzwapo Zimbabwe pari zvino yakanzi iyo ni World Health Organization vanogona kushandisa Sinopharm imwe yenhomba dziripo imi munoona sei izvi
ini ndinoona chiri chiitiko kana kuti mashoko akanakisa nekuti muchaona kuti vanhu vanga vaine kunzwa kana kuti mashoko akasiyana siyana zvichienderana nemushonga kana kuti nhomba yeSinopharm panga pasine kujekeswa and vazhinji vanenge vachitya kuti kana mapazi makuriwa yakaita seWorld Health Organization kana yakanyarara isina mashoko ayatura maringe nemishonga inenge ichinzi ishandiswe kuvanhu vamwe havaigashiri saka mashoko aturwa neWHO ndinoona ari mashoko akanaka achaita kuti yatinoti confidence level kana tikuvimba nemushonga kana kuti nenhomba iyoyo muvanhu kunge kuchikwirira and kuita kuti vanhu vakawanda vange vachizvipira kunonotora nhomba iyoyo.
Yes, so looking at how you are saying things is that, you know, this is building confidence among people, you know. But here in USA, we see that there's this kind of resistance towards getting inoculated. How do you get around that?
Yeah, basically, if we look at the situation or the dynamics within the United States, it's mainly because of the ideologies and a widespread of rights issues that we have. So getting around that, I think there is supposed to be a change in terms of the way the information is packaged as well, and the way the conspiracy theories are being debunked, and also the way that those protagonists to these vaccines given ample time in recognized ways that they can be engaged, and also the kind of knowledge that they have, right, can be proven openly without them remaining as a conspiracy theories. So I think that engagement with the anti-vaxxers, it's supposed to be very clear and supposed to be very deliberate, because if those people are ignored, if those sources of conspiracy theories is ignored, then certainly we are going to have a certain percentage or a section of our populations not being able or still being circumspect to taking these vaccines.
Yes, marvelous.
Uh-huh. Tombotarisa zvakare tichange tutaura nenyaya yezvematongerwo enyika toziya imi muri veMPC Alliance. Tiri kunzwa bato reZANU-PF richiti iro pane vanhu vekumapato anopikisa akadai serenyu reMPC Alliance nemutwakadzi vari kuwanikwa ivo vachisiya bato ravo ravanenge vari vachienda kunojoina ZANU-PF. Munoona seizvi?
Those are wishful thinking. There's no rightfully minded thinking person who can really leave progressive parties to go and join a ruinous party. ZANU-PF is not a new creation. ZANU-PF has been there since 1979, since 1980. They've been in power. And they've literally done nothing besides ruining our nation. So for them to pontificate or to come here and pretend as if there are so many people who are leaving their parties to join them, I mean, that's wishful thinking. We know what they are doing. What they are doing is they can go around, bribe one or two there and parade them as if they are having an influx of supporters from other parties joining them. There's nothing like that. We are only having those greedy persons, maybe who would have been bribed to stand as if they are new convents to ZANU-PF, but otherwise get it from us. Our political party, in as far as the MDC Alliance is concerned, we are intact. Of course, there are one or two who may be doing so, but what I will tell you is opposition parties, they are having more supporters joining them, because ZANU-PF is in the business of creating opposition members each and every day as it passes, because life is getting bad and bad as we go.
Thank you very much. Let's get hold of Mr. Joseph Chuma. Mr. Chuma, welcome to the program, sir.
Good evening, Dewey. How are you?
Oh, very fine. How are you?
I could be better, but we are all hopeful and under God's guidance, so yes, we are okay.
Yes. Now, Mr. Chuma, we see that some members of Togo's Republic Party, MTC Alliance and others, actually defecting and joining ZANU-PF. What is going on?
Well, the fundamental principles are about ideology. I've always said that ZANU-PF has got some principles and the ideology is very clear-cut. Yes, I know people would want to criticize our party and paint it whatever color they want to, because of probably some malcontents that can be found within the organization. But the party itself, if you're to be objective and really dig deep and read about it and research about it, you would know the values that it stands for. You would know the principles that actually harness it. And then you would know that it is definitely the party to be at any given time.
Yes, I want to give us a good atieneyo vavakolite abantu bengena ke kubandla leZANU-PF bakhanga uyiva
umhlangano wethu inhlanganiso yethu eZANU-PF imile ngobuqotho isekelo sephathi yethu isekelo sobuntu isekelo sokuncedisa abantu ukubana sithuthuke siphanganiswa nje izigilamkhuba lezi ezibuyayo zingene ziyenze ukukliwa phakathi kodwa ke kungayisikho okumelwa iparty to the ZANU PF. ZANU PF imela ubuhle, imela ukulunga, imela ukulungisa. Siphanyaniswa nje ngosathane bona labengikhuma ngabo. Bakhona batholakala indawo zonke. Even ungayiqoka uthango uyofika ku-MDC uyabathola, ungaya ku-MRP uyabathola, ungaya ku-ZAPU sibili uyabathola, ubathola nje indawo zonke. Kodwa ke inhlanganiso yethu yona ngwayo nxa ithe iyazimela laphana nxa uthi uyabala iy'ngwalo zazo, uzazibonela kwethu ukuthi hhayi yiyo kanye iphathi okumele ukuthi ngabe abantu bakiyo.
Ye, siyakuzwa kakhulu-ke. Ubambe khonapho singakayi kuMarvelous. Uvale ibhathani yakho Babu Kgolide, uyivale ibhathani yakho ye. Siye kubabu Gwabalanda. Gwabalanda, usakhona khonapho baba?
Usakhona khonapho baba. Tube litshona njani labalaleli bonke labo mama Marvelous?
Sitshonile naso ke MRP sebebaleka abantu. Ye, kubeka khonapho Gwabalanda. Gwabalanda, angisakuzwa uvale ibhathani. Kubeka baba. Marvelous, I think we are having a slight problem with Gwabalanda. Gwabalanda, can you hear me? We are engaged with Gwabalanda.
He might have.
Yeah, so let's continue, Marvelous. Go ahead. Let's continue.
Kunava chuma man, what on gas you put one navasi and pondo we MBC Alliance but put one is an OPF Desha Mugosi Matsu Kateman Wakaba Huma Patu Awo, you on the MBC Alliance by Chinda Kumba to Ring Race an OPF. Munona Sage.
That is a guru master as a song. I could have a chocolate is here. Bachoredu. Rine gwara rakarongeka, gwara rinonyatsooneka, gwara rine mpindo. Saka kuti munhu abve wotaura kuti ZANU PF haina kumirana zvakanaka nekuti taona mukati kune vanhu vasingaite zvinhu nemazvo handizvoba. Zvinhu zvinoitika, bato redu harisi bato rero rinoita maCV nekuvheta vanhu kuti vadzvene musangano. Tinongotora vanhu vese, ndosaka pachirungu ichinzi mass movement, handitika mass party. Saka vanhu vese vanopinda mukati imomo, vapinda vozotanga kukanya. Asi kukanya kwavo hakurebe kuti ndozvamirira ZANU PF. ZANU PF yakazvimirira yoga, ine gwara raro riri very straightforward, risingachinje futi. And gwara raro iroro nderebundutsu, nderekuti munhu wese, munhu mutema, varungu, machina, munhu wese ari muno muZimbabwe ogarika zvakanaka, tichigara murugare, tichigara in development and peace, nezvese izvozvo zvinomirira unaku hweupenyu.
Ye, kodwa ke Gwolide abanye abantu bathi kambe abantu baya ngaphi bengena kubandla abathi lingcolile. Bayakhuluma abantu be?
Mthembo, ike ngutshoyo kona kuti wena akula mabandla angangcolanga kathi esinxa sikhuluma. Ungakhangela even kwe-MDC there's a lot of accusations there. Ungakhangela MRP sizwa kulama-accusations uta upresident wabo kayenzi kuhle, sizwile mbenyabana ngu-secretary general wabo ema-accuse nalokhu nalokhu. Lakithi apa kuzana te bakhona aba-accusayo kutekona bangcolisa. So konke lokhu ana akumelanga kuthi bese kuthiwa khona amaphathi lawo angcolile. I don't want to believe that MRP ngcolile. Angifuni ukubelieve ukuthi MDC ngcolile. Njengakona ukuthi lami angifuni ukuthi abantu bebelieve ukuthi ZANU PF ngcolile. Kodwa njengoba ngitshilo, ukubuya kwabantu abaningi khonokwana, ngikwazi ukuthi isikhathi uthole amahlangandliwa phakathi, but ungayisiki ukuthi kona yikho okumelelwa libandla lona lelo esabe sikhuluma ngalo at that particular point.
Ye, baba umlalazi ngena khonapho baba. Unmute ibhathani yakho ungena. Ubona njani khonokho kwenzakala?
Thanks for this opportunity, Robert Duve. Mina, my understanding, there are two gentlemen, Konakwa Vishuman, Mwinyo, Omela, Iban, and MDC. I don't know which MDC is that, but being full of fucking message, I don't know if Zimbabwe that you hear me or not, but I just want to pass one thing. The day they will make sense to me, I'm talking about my opinion. Is the day when I will see their leader, whether it's Kamisa or Mnangagwa, putting hands, that we are Zimbabweans. Because if the Abole is endless, then nobody will win it. And again, the only sense that Zimbabwe is away to go. Look at Kenya. Uhuru and Raila Odinga, they came up together and hold hands to say, let's build this our country together. Africans, the same thing is that because you are following people, our phone would team cover this was Pokemon. Lucas Lamberana Bandu, we are in the MDC or do better among than here. Mina, to me, I want to use this harsh word. This is nonsense. You know, we need to start thinking again, Zimbabweans, we are African, united against the into a super band. So one thing about what we say, Avantuana, Avangama, Ofans, we've got HIV, we've got COVID, we've got serious things that Zimbabwe needs to unite against. But among the world is uniting against COVID 19. Now, Zimbabwe is gearing for 2023 elections, and you are going to have people saying, hey, my party is going to do this. To me, I think all that is rubbish. When I've been meeting Tamisa and Mnangagwa, just hold your hands together and build Zimbabwe. Once your rallies are finished, everybody they go in the same combi, they go in the same buses, same trains, going to the same shops, going to the same toilet. But you mean you are trying to divide people for their own benefit. Now in Abandon Kumelama parties, especially the person who thinks some leaders are going to change Zimbabwe. It's enough. Zimbabwe is suffering, living in other people's world where people are being united. Look where you are, wherever you are talking from. Look at the countries, the leaders, they are uniting to fight over. You mean, and you are dividing people on your party card. So, you know, some party political leaders, they should now come together in 2023 and make one Zimbabwe.
Yes, marvelous. Can you chip in there?
Apo muri kunzwa vasiya mpondo zviri kutaurwa ne guest edu vari panapa munoti nezvavari kutaura vari kuti zvakanaka kuti vachamisa vanova ivo vari ku vanenge vane bato yatingati bato rakati kurei MVC Alliance naivo vamunangago tungamiri wenyika vabatani kuitira kuti vanhu vafarambe vachinonga svosve nemuromo munoona sezvo
ya mashoko ekubatana chinhu chakanaka ende mukatarisa kubvira nekubvira isusu sebato reMDC Alliance chimwe chezvinangwa chedu chatakaisa chiri pamberi pedu chezvisungo zvatinazvo ndechekuda kubatanidza mhuri yeZimbabwe senyika. So handione paine chinhu chakashata kuri kunzi vamunangagwa vakutenda kuita zvinhu zvakanaka, havacharova vanhu, havachaponda vanhu. And corruption inenge ichiti iri kuitika mukati menyika izvezvi vakaimisa, ndofunga tingatoshanda nawo zvakanaka, because izvozvo ndo zvandatsanangura pamusoro apa, ndo zvinoita kuti kubatana kwedu nebato ravamunangagwa kunge kuchinetsa. Nekuti isusu takamirira kuti tirwise corruption kana kuti umbavha neuori huri kuitika mukati menyika yeZimbabwe, nekuti umbavha neuori ndo watisvitsa pano pekuti vanhu vakunonga svosve nemuromo. And isusu hatiwirirani nekumbunyikidza kodzero dzavanhu. Saka mukatarisa kutonga kwavamunangagwa kuzere kumbunyikidza, kuponda, kuisa vanhu mumajeri nekuti vanenge vataura zvinoenderana nekodzero dzavo. Izvozvozvo ndo zvinotipa kuti kushanda kwedu navamunangagwa kunge kuchinetsa. Asi kuri kunzi zvese izvozvo zvabviswa zvabva, muchaona kuti tinoshanda navo zvakanaka zvisina kana problem, nekuti ipapa apa ndo pane kakusawirirana kwedu.
So what's the way forward in terms of some of these things that we are raising? This is important.
The way forward is the government and ZANU-PF should introspect, make sure that they genuinely work against the pandemic, this corruption pandemic, which is crippling the nation. We do not subscribe to human rights violations, and they have to stop forthwith with their bad track record of human rights violations for us to genuinely work with them. In as far as they are right now, I don't think we can have a template where we can sit down and work with them in a harmonious way. There's no way that we are going to join hands with someone who's butchering people, with someone who's needlessly imprisoning people. That one is that's a situation that we are going to fight till our last drop of blood.
Mr. Chuma, can you respond to that?
Thank you very much. The previous speaker before this one actually articulated issues in a very somber and proper way to say that we need unity, and unity is very important. And hence, you remember that our president offered that characteristic way back in 2018 after the election to say, let's come together, let's work together. being opposition does not necessarily mean that you must be fighting or killing each other. It simply means that you must be coming up with the checks and balances of a system that could be put in place by the governing party and the government at that time. So what is important here is not to want to be a witty player in this field and want to always want to sort of point your fingers to other people. Because like I said, this corruption issue that we are talking about is not going to be finished by Mnangagwa or Chamisa. It is going to be finished by all of us as Zimbabweans, because it happens mostly outside those two offices. It will not be happening in Chamisa's office or the president's office. It happens with us, the civil servants, the ordinary people, coming together and actually planning and executing the corrupt activities that we're talking about. So it's a bigger picture. It's a picture of saying, as Zimbabweans, what are we doing? Are we getting into that developmental gear instead of always remaining in the political sort of mood, and we're always aggressive, we are so intolerant, we don't want to listen to each other? Raila Odinga and Kenyatta, when they came together, it was a matter of saying that they were agreeing in principle that let's stop blaming each other. Let us stop. I don't want to hear my brother always wanting to blame my president Mnangagwa, as much as he must not want to hear me always blaming his party president Chamisa. Let's come together as brothers, as sisters, as Zimbabweans, and say, let's move forward together and know that there's a season for elections and campaigning, and then there must be a season definitely for building our country, for building our economy. And that calls for everybody to come together on that table of building, and then we can start from there. But as long as we want to blame each other and point fingers at each other, we'll probably never achieve what we are talking about now.
Yes, so I heard the MTC Alliance representative here saying that they are concerned about corruption, they are concerned about human rights violations, the incarceration of opponents of the government. So those issues have not been addressed, Mr. Chuma. And how then do you move on?
Right. The issue of corruption, like I'm saying, is never going to be in one office, like maybe the president's office or Chamisa's office. The issue of corruption, like I said, emanates from all of us. And we need to come together, all of us, and say, let us not allow that. Do not be one to be seen taking money and bribing a police officer at that roadblock. Do not be one to be seen bribing a passport officer. Instead, you must be the one to be seen exposing that policeman who wants to solicit money from you at a roadblock, or a passport officer who wants to solicit money for you to be able to be served and get a document that is within your constitutional right. So when we start doing that, we cascade and come up, and then we can stop that. So the issue of corruption needs everybody. I've read about issues in MDC being corrupt here, being corrupt there, and stuff like that, and we've read about the same issues in ZANU-PF. So what we're saying is that let people start coming up together. And then when you talk about incarceration, it's a very simple matter that we've even discussed on this platform before. I've only said that, for example, this young man, who's now in prison, he went to Impala car rental, and he put his own padlock and chain there. That is no longer activism. That is now criminal, because you are denying someone else's right to be working there and be free to come out and go in as they please. And so when the long arm of the law comes and catches up with you in that kind of scenario, it ceases being a political issue, but it becomes a criminal issue. And like when the Mtwakazi the felons went to Central Police Station and they started burning tires there and throwing stones, it ceases being an activism issue, an issue about the white farmer in Kabazinduna. It becomes criminal now, because, like I said, I actually had an experience of one person who had their windscreen battered on that same day during that semi-riot, you see? So it becomes criminal. So now, what are we saying? In one point, we're saying, let's observe the rule of law. Then in the other point, we're saying, no, when such things happen, we must not charge these people because they are activists or they are from a political party X. It doesn't make sense at all. So it's all about saying, while you do your activism, do it peacefully and correctly and within the bounds and confines of your constitution and the law.
Thank you. Once you accept
it, something is going to happen.
Thank you, Mr. Chuma. I think, Marvelous, we can chip in there because Mr. Chuma is raising very interesting points there.
Vasya mpondo manzi kwa shangazi kutaurwa na vachuma. Munoti vakutaura iwo kuti shaka wanda shinuko na ungezi shigaziriswa. Parishu imi munoti.
Right. Ini nchandrukuda kungo yeo chiza vachuma kuti we are not blaming anyone, but we are simply stating a fact. Tungo taura seesho shiri. Mkatari seesho shibazri anti-corruption. Rino nzi iro, rino operate country, rino shanda. Riri under the president's office. So kana pasina kusungwa kunenge kuchiitwa vanhu vari corrupt. Hatingangoramba tichingoti muZimbabwe mune uori, muZimbabwe mune uori. Chese inini na vachuma tirikubvumirana kuti muZimbabwe mune uori. Asi hatina kana mumwe chete watatitaona asungwa maringe nenyechi nenye yeuori. Iwo vari kuti ku MDC kune vanhu vane uori. Kuzano kune vanhu vane uori. Asa patiri kuona vacho vanofera feta nyaya dzine chekuita neuori vachishanda vari pasi pedepartment rinowanikwa riri muofisi yemutungamiriri wenyika. Asa hapana kana mumwe chete anenge akasungwa neuori. So ndozvatiri kuti isusu pari kuleka what we call a political will to address zvinhu zvine chekuita necorruption. So zvinotoreva panapa ndezvokuti tugunwe tunonongedza kupi. Tunonongedza muofisi macho imomo mune vanhu vari kushanda maringe neuori. So it's not a blame game, it's not something to tarnish anyone, but tiri kuti anti-corruption ngaiite basa rayo nemazvo. Kana vatanga kuita basa rayo nemazvo zveshuwa, muchaona kuti tese tichauchira maoko panenge pabatwa munhu neuori. Izvozvi tine vanhu munhu akabatwa ari kuSouth Africa negold isingaverengeki $780,000. Izvezvi mukati tikatora mari iyoyo tikaiisa paparire nyaka munoona kuti inochinja zvakawanda. Asi tirikungoramba tichingoti mune uori, hapana munhu ari kusungwa mune uori. Izvezvi apapa uyu iyeye abatwa negold iroro ari kuitwa sei? Hapana muchamunzwa in 2-3 days anenge akufamba ari mustreet. So it's not a blame game, but we are merely stating a fact. The president's office should give that political will to start arresting people. I wouldn't mind if they are going to arrest a member of the MDC alliance who has been proven beyond doubt that he is corrupt. Go and arrest him. Get everyone who's corrupt, regardless of his political creed or affiliation. That person should be behind bars. That's all we are talking about. And if you don't do that, then certainly we are going to blame you because corruption is bleeding us. We are not moving forward as a country because of these corrupt tendencies. Then let me also hasten to address the issue of political incarcerations. So he tried more like to heap all those blames banana nigri on the issue zana makomborero kuti vakanosvika vakanonoloka pa Impala. He should vachuma ngavazvizive kuti Impala yaka supply a vehicle yakashandiswa kuno abductor mu. And Impala is not providing evidence to that effect because there is no contention whatsoever kuti mota iyenge sire Impala. So if you want to tell me kuti the act done by Impala to supply a vehicle that went to abduct someone and that particular person nearly get killed did a lesser offense than Makomborero who took just a small chain that could be broken by hand just to symbolize the locking and shutting down of a wayward company, then really we are having a problem in Zimbabweans. That is the selective application of law that we are against as Zimbabweans. Impala car rentals should face their side of the story. They should also pay compensation of or reparations to what has been went through or the challenges that young men went through. So basically, if we are going to heap all the blame on someone who was protesting in a wayward behavior by a company, then really we have lost the soul of our nation as Zimbabwean people.
Yes, it seems we have got a slight storm. Yes.
Sorry,
yeah, quiet. Babu Chuma, briefly, yes.
Thank you very much. I wanted to... But in different ways, but Impala is a car hire. So as you know, there are no good Kana Moon, which I know Bakuba no Shiko Pinda, who hire Motkar. Kana, I am Motkar, Edo Paramosa. I see in Ions in now Mapa, Unge Mabushu, the Impala, because the Impala Pundi, I know when I want to hire Motkar. In Baba, I know when I want to hire Motkaribo Pai. Saka uzvazvaita hakuita. Vafa kuti kuferefete zvakanaka kuti kutsvaga kuti motikari yaka haiva nani munhu naye ndiwafaga aifanga kutsvaga. Haikona Impala. Impala is an independent company iri kungoprovide service yekuhaya motikari idzodzo. Saka ndozvinhu zvatifanga kuti tinzvisise ipapo. Ndosaka ndati nini, now there was a criminal activity when that person was logged against Impala because Impala haisarudze kuti haisani. Chainoda chete ilicense yako nemari yako. Uko haisira motikari. Zvaunozoita nayo uko kunze uko zvazvinofu. Saka ndosaka ndati pakapasina kuita rational ripo paya kuti kono attack Impala as a company which has outcomes to anybody. And even panyaya ndodzokera panyaya yecorruption here. Ndosaka ndati nini, chinonetsa ndechokuti even vanhu vacho vakabahwa kana vabatwa mapurisa aita basa ravo votanga kuinvestigata. But corruption ka haiitwe nemunhu one, inowanzoita nevanhu two or more. Handiti ka ipo paya kozoshowa evidence. Saka totora munhu nehiyese here tomukandira mujere owat. Ndosaka ndati nini, basa rava kunewe neni kuti tiuye nezvinhu zvakadaro tichiburisa maevidence iwavo kuti aiva munhu aita so aita so. Kunyatsobatika kuti because the law operates that, the law is in S. It operates that stage kuti so that evidence. Kana kana umboho iwowo toibata sei nyaya yacho. Ndozvandanga chitaura kuti hazvisi muofisi yapresident, hazvisi muofisi yachamisa, asi zviri kwatiri tese semazimbabweni kuti tipedze uhori iwowo.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chuma. Stay on the line. We've got Miss Vivian Nomalanga Pepe. Welcome to the program, Mapepe.
Hello.
Yeah, akusitele siyabona kula bantu ba defector lapha abasuka ku MRP abanye ku MTC Alliance bengena kubandla leZanupif. Kuzwa kwini kono?
Eh, bonke manje baba dube i politics yeZimbabwe manje isingeyesizwe. Abantu abanengi baphethe indlala. So abantu abanengi baqala amaphathi lawa kumbe bajoyina amaphathi lawa umuntu efuna ukubona ukuthi kuyandleka yini ngale makungadlekanga umuntu usephuma. Ngoba esikhathini esiningi bathi kuyandleka kuzanu ukudlula la amanye amaphathi. The other day ngangivukele uChiwenga. No, what's this man by the way? Ekhuluma ngokuthi ma ungekho kuzanu ngeke wenze imali eZimbabwe. You understand? So yibuthengisi yinto nabe abantu okumele beyinanzelele ukuthi these days ungathathi umuntu okupolitics umthathi ukuthi uyo yisavia nethi uzolikhulula. Laba abantu bangenela indlala, bangenela ama-connections. So akunanto abayingenelayo vele laphana abayiphikisayo kuzanu ngoba the end of the day right now ipolitics yeZimbabwe senza into efanayo sonke. Yikho ngangutsho even besikho umakhuphe, umakhuphe wathi ungenele ukudla imali. Ngathi kubi because umakhuphe yena ukhulume waphumisela, but eqinisweni wonke umuntu okupolitics, if not i-Africa, iZimbabwe especially, bangenela ukudla. Yinto ethini baxotha bengabona ukuthi umuntu isandla sakhe asifikeleli lapha kule mali khona. Then sebe-defector-ke.
So kulabanye kade bekhuluma lapha-ke Mabhepu ukuthi into engenza eleZimbabwe liye phambili ngikubambana. Ngabe kukhona ukuthi kungabambana abantu bebambane kube manjalo nje?
Thina vele right now baba uDube, mina I think into esiyidingayo khathesi yikuthi okokubambana mbona ukuthi kungasisebenzela. I think right now into esiyidingayo yikuthi sizimele kunje thina abantu sephelelene. Angisho ukuthi lingaliqunywe hayi, and abantu emarathini abazi abanye bahleli amakhanda eboyila. But angisho ukuthi ngiphikisana le nto abayitshoyo, but angitshoyo ukuthi angibona ukuthi le nto yokuthi lizwe liqunywe yinto ezosebenza. Yasi kule inye into othi lawe noma uyibhekile uyibona ukuthi le as much as usingafisa but ngeke iphumelele. But mina ngibona ingathi kubalulekile ukuthi akwenziwe khonokho okwenziwe eSouth Africa ukuthi province le-province izikhangelele indaba zayo. Yinto esiyidinga right now eZimbabwe. Abemathebheleleni ndaba khangele into zabo emathebheleleni.
Le nto yokumisa i-devolution.
Le nto yokumisa babudukele ukuthi kuthiwe umuntu weHarare uzoba le-best interest zabantu beBulawayo. Angisoze kusisebenzele. Right now sidinga ukuthi udube kabhekane labantu bakodube maybe labakomphofu labakobani kube yikho khona lokho singayodinga kuthathwe umuntu wedinga abe nguye okhangela into zakibo ngoba yinto esixabanisa yona le right now.
Ye siyakuzwa Mabhebhe, sicela ubambe khonapho ungayika tshana. So Marvelous, what she's saying is, you know, this issue of unity is a little bit utopian, you know, can't work. You know, he says Marvelous should take care of her region where she is in a devolution, some kind of framework of being devolved, you know, like a state where it's sort of like federated. Use resources where you are and do what you can with those resources. Instead of having somebody from Harare overseeing what is happening in, you know, in Bulawayo, she says that's impossible. So maybe we can go back to Mr. Skumbuzo Mlalazi. He started this, saying that, you know what, what is needed is unity. Go ahead, maybe you can talk to him.
Kutanga tufunzi kwa mnyarikani wedu wangabaru kuteora iwo pa msuro pesha waruti aiwa chino shakanaka kutivanu wati ivanu wabatani asi tumezengu wa chikuru ndeche kuti tuwane isusu vanu vanu vamu njimbo vachito mabasa mjimbo yoyo kwetu kutiti wone kutipana kanzura wuku Bulawayo ya wasari ya nupo kwa Harare saka wane kwa chitu wanave emu gawa ito mabasa imomo. What do you think of what our guest just said? That's fair.
You know, my brother, you may ask me to say what's the way forward. But he's just explaining what he's done, his government is done. The way forward is not about what people are doing now and what has been done before. The way forward is the solution to the problem that we are having. But nobody's touching that. The only solution is for us as black people. You know, Baba Dube, if you ask the question, why were blacks only the race, what it was next left, I think this justifies it. Amando Amiyama, we think fighting will bring us anything or a solution to our problems. I think if you look at history on its own, African history, even the founding fathers of Africa, the people that fought for freedom, they wanted Africa to be united. So now with these political parties, majority of us, we are being sponsored by foreigners. Katama, we look at things that are happening to countries that are oppressing us. And then we think that a black man is worse than the other in other race. I think it's an embarrassment, especially for a party. Maybe if you form a party, any political party, over 10 years, same strategy, nothing comes out of it. You think of planning, same thing, that. I think it's a waste of that. It's a waste of that. Now, when I'm going to manifest that, you know, before I was to do that, I was going to do the fact that the problem that you know. Let's Zimbabwe is for Zimbabwe and for black people. We need to come back together. Don't look at people using their languages. Shona on Ndebele, those are just languages. But Tina Singabantu Banyo, we came from one folder, which is a black flag. So, Abantu Bamnyama, this political party, you are creating a division among people. After 1980, this was the problem. People started fighting a tribal war, which nobody benefited out of that. So, we cannot continue with such behavior as Zimbabwe is in it. To be respected by any person in the world. On a Monday, if you look at our opposing parties in Zimbabwe, no African country is recognizing them. For the sake of they are not united on themselves. So how can they be an option to the problems that are faced by the people of Zimbabwe? About our political leaders, you know, guys, let's smell our armpits and be human enough. United,
thank you very much. Maybe now we are about to conclude our show. Marvelous, maybe 30 seconds with Siyabondo, and then the same with Chuma and others. So go ahead, Marvelous.
Manzwa, so that's your good one. I'm Lala, Munoti Nashu. Varkuti wo a imi we mapato ano piki san jimi muruku ita utivana wasa bata ni shukana.
Yeah, vangadaro wachitaura shau chokwadi kuti pane zvimwe zvinenge zvichiitika nekuzodonzerana kunobuda kuburikidza nokuti munhu uri webato ripi. Asi ini ndiri kuda kuti ndiwirirane nepfungwa yavo yokuti kubatana chinhu chakanaka. And ndichizoendawo pamberi zvekare ndichiti kubatana mune zvinhu zvakashata chinhu chinenge chisina kunaka. So patinenge tichibatana apa tinofarwa kunge tine template rinotaura iro kana tinoratidza kuti tiri kubatana mune zvakanaka zvinoita kuti nyika iende kumberi. And ndichada kuti ndiwiriranewo zvakare nehanzvadzi yangu yabva kunonotaura Bebe kuti chiri kudiwa right now devolution kana kuti kuzvimirira kuzere kwematunhu kuti tiri kuda kuti maresources anenge achiwanikwa munzvimbo yematembeleland, munzvimbo yemidlands, munzvimbo yemashwest ange ari maresources anenge achibatsira vagari vemo kuti vange vachivandudza upenyu hwavo. So izvozvo ndo zviri kunetsa pari zvino kuti panenge pari kuita yatinoti marginalization of other areas and especially my areas anenge aine minority languages and minority tribes. So devolution dai anga yachipiwa mukana zvisere ndofunga zvinotibatsira mukuvandudza kugara kwevanhu vedu.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chuma. Your last word. Go ahead, Mr. Chuma. Your last word. So I think Mr. Chuma's phone is actually dropped off. So yeah, so now maybe Mr. Siyabondo, you can say the same in English. Just less than a minute. Go ahead.
So I would want to agree with Mr. Chuma in terms of Mr. Mlala Zamin and also Mr. Chuma in terms of the need for unity. We are supposed to be a united people, but our unity should be predicated on positive things, a template that is going to be helpful to our people. I would detest a unity that is contrary or that is negative to the well-being of Zimbabweans. Unity out of greed, I don't think it will take us the long distance that we want. And I would also want to end up by agreeing with my sister Bebe for the need for devolution. We need resources in respective provinces to be beneficial to people who stay within those areas. So thank you very much on that.
Thank you so much. Maybe Sibize Umapepe. Just 30 seconds. Mapepe is absolutely uvale kona pa mafishani sibili 30 seconds mama tete kona
ngifuna ukuphendula ubaba umlalazi lapho ngikukhulumileyo mina bengikhulumiswa ukuthi uyabona South Africa ungeke eNatal sikukhulumise ngumuntu ongumvenda awusoziye limpompo ukukhulumise ngumzulu awungeke uye le esayidini lamatswana usikukhulumise kona ngale ngumvenda ngumzulu. So leyo nto leyo babe nesizathu why kwabanjalo. Hayi ukuthi i-tribalism, i-tribalism ayingeni ndawo lapho. But kubalulekile ukuthi abantu labantu ngendawo ngendawo bazikhangelele umnotho wabo, bazikhangelele indawo zakubo. Ngoba mina ingakithi ngiyazi ngcono ukudlula umuntu wangaphandle.
Yeah,
into engayi.
Siyabonga kakhulu Mapepe, ungathinela kusasa. Sorry, we're out of time. We have to leave it here. We thank our guests this evening, Mr. Joseph Chuma of ZANU-PF. Mr. Skumbuzo Mlalazi, who is an independent person, he does what he likes. And then we've got Mr. Nkululeko Kobalanda Mate of MRP, and Mr. David Siyabondo, MTC Alliance, and Miss Vivian Nomalanga Pepe. Signing off from Maryland, this is Gibbs Dube saying good night, Zimbabwe.
I'm Marvelous Mlalanya. We are saying let's meet tomorrow and let's talk with Atikuru Kurei. Have a very good evening.
Bye bye. We'll be right back.